Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is a beautiful sunny day in St. Louis, and talking about some great things today for older adults and for children here on Faith and Family. We're going to talk about the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat sponsored by the Southern Illinois District and Lutheran Senior Services. They team together and put that on each year. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And during the second half, we'll talk about the Christ in Media Institute conference that's coming. Well, that's in progress right now. It's actually an online conference. We're going to talk more about that. We talked with Tom Custer from Bethany Lutheran College of Mankato last year about that, and we'll visit with him as well as one of the presenters this year, talking about children doing work in missions using media. Hope you can join us for the whole program today, and want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at KFUO.org in the sponsor section. Joining me in studio today, Al Kepke. He's the director of LSS Foundation, Lutheran Senior Services Foundation. Al, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Hey, glad to be here.
Glad to have you in studio. Brought along a friend with you today, the Reverend Walt Schadel, director of church relations at Lutheran Senior Services. Pastor Schadel, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for coming back to Faith and Family. I'm glad to have you as a guest again here on Faith and Family. It's been a while. It's been over a year, I think, since we talked.
I think you're right. Even though I have senior moments, I remember a few things.
I think last time we talked about some of what you had written in Engaging the Aging. We talked about the no-goes.
You got a pretty good memory.
I sort of remember some of it.
Yeah. Go-goes, slow-goes, and no-goes.
That's it. Slow-goes. I missed the slow-goes. That's what it was. Well, today we're talking about something for some that are slow-goes and go-goes as well, talking about the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat. Now, this is an event that takes place in Grafton, Illinois at Pier Marquette State Park there. And this has been going on for some time now.
Yes, this is our 16th year.
16th year, that's right. Growing in Christ, Lutheran Older Retreat, Older Adult Retreat, Growing in Christ, XVI, 16. I like the Roman numeral there. Very nice. 16th year. So this started back in 2000 then.
That's right.
Wow.
The difference here is that it's the 16th retreat, and that we've been on this 18-month cycle.
Ah.
So it goes way back into the early 90s.
Yes. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I would say early 90s.
Okay.
Right.
So it runs on 18 months. I was thinking it was every year.
No, it's 18 months.
Yeah, it's in the spring, and then it's in the year after the fall, the next fall, and then it rotates through to the 2 years later in the spring.
Well, thanks for clarifying that for me. I would have shown up at the wrong time.
Some people get confused by it, but I think the committee just thought, well, it's too much to prepare in a 12-month cycle.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat. Why did it get started?
Well, we began to realize that we are in the midst of a dynamic paradigm shift from a youth-dominated culture to an elder culture. And so what could we do to help older adults age gracefully and gratefully to the glory of God? And so all across the country, that was one of the things that I was doing during the 90s and the first decade of the new century, helping area congregations sponsor retreats to help older adults grow in grace and knowledge and get a better understanding. Because you see, especially with the baby boomers, they're going to be spending a third of their life in retirement or the third of their life after 65. But more and more now are working. 16% of those over 65 are now still working full time, and about 38% are working part time. So there's a shift in what's going on. And the baby boomers, they are now turning 65, 10,000 every day. In fact, the first baby boomer turned 70 in January of this year. So because of the number, it seems to me that the church and society needs to rethink and reshape how they reach out to help older adults age gracefully.
What is it about retreats that you like? Why retreats?
Well, retreats give people an opportunity to get away and to reflect upon what I call the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. It helps them to enhance their spirit. It helps them to enlarge their understanding, their mind, and to exercise their body. And study after study is telling us over and over again that when older adults are concerned about their total being, mind, body, and spirit, then they live longer, healthier, and happier.
Al, what has been your involvement with Lutheran Older Adult Retreat?
Well, as a part of the support structure with the Southern Illinois District, and Walt might have a better picture or a way to describe what happened. Was it the Lutheran Council of Churches in St. Louis, Walt?
Yes.
Originally, that was the partner that the Southern Illinois District worked with in providing this. It was just by nature of where it's located, it involved a lot of the St. Louis region.
Sure.
And so the Lutheran Council of Churches partnered with the Southern Illinois District. And when that organization ceased to be in existence, they looked to Lutheran Senior Services to be that other entity. And what we do provide is just office support and things like that. And I sit on the committee just by being virtue of being a member of the staff. It could have been anyone, but I've been blessed to be a part of this and see it from the committee's standpoint. So I'm a member of the committee.
Now, is this your first time on this committee, or have you served?
Oh, I've served for the last four, I think. Ever since I joined Lutheran Senior Services in 2011, I've been involved with probably the last three or four of these.
What have you seen in the last three or four of these that you appreciate about this retreat?
Well, I tell you, it almost should be called a multi-generational retreat in impact, because one of the messages, and I think Walt and Lee do a very good job of this, is how do we how do my parents and my grandparents own the responsibility of passing on the gospel and faith values to their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren? That's one of the neatest things I think that come out of what I've seen the people say about this. They come home ready to engage their kids and their grandkids in really unique ways. How to use technology to stay in touch with them. You can remember their birthdays and their confirmation days and their baptism days. You know, so it's really kind of a neat thing to do as a full multi-generational impact.
How many people attend the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat?
We get about 125 each time we've had it.
Why do you think so many people are interested in attend the retreat?
Well, I think more and more older adults now realize that they don't retire just to play. But they're more and more realizing that if they're going to enjoy these extra years of living. You see, what I say to older adults is, you need to get up in the morning and raise the question, hey, God, what about these extra years? And not to be a couch potato. And so our society has changed its attitude toward retirement, too. And so more and more older adults are going back to school. More and more of them are volunteering. And they find a purpose for living. Absolutely. For a while back in the 80s, when they started to retire, they were only thinking in terms of playing. But now...
lots of golf.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can play golf every day, but you get tired of
sure.
that. So now you will find many older adults. I know of a congregation up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that now have 75 of their older adults mentoring in the local public school, which is right across the street.
That's great.
Yeah.
I remember when I served in higher education for a while, one of my students who was starting her college education at, I think it was around age 80, she pointed out that her husband and her children had all attended college, and now it was her turn. She'd gotten all of them through school, and now it was her turn. And she was a great student.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear about what's happening at the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat. What types of things typically happen at this retreat?
Well, we bring in a speaker who will sensitize the audience to the challenge facing them. And then we have anywhere from 10 to 15 workshops that deal with particular issues along the line of spiritual issues, educational issues, and some of the things that will help them physically and mentally grow and mature.
Well, tell us about the speaker this year.
Well, I'll let Al do that.
Sure.
He's more active in that phase than I am.
Yeah, every year we've been blessed to recruit, if you will, some very good keynote speakers and Bible study leaders. Some years, one person does both. They'll be the keynote as well as the Bible study leader. This year we have two, like we had in the past. We have Dr. Kurt Senske, who will be our keynote speaker. And most recently, I think the St. Louis area had heard of him coming to Concordia Kirkwood to give a presentation on his book, The Wine and the Word, Savor and Serve. And he will be in his keynote probably touching on that as well as other books that he has written. Our Bible study leader this year is Dr. Andy Bartelt. And so I think the combination there is a real good draw. Dr. Bartelt is also leading one of the breakout sessions as well.
It might be a familiar name for some of our listeners. He is a professor at Concordia Seminary, also a Bible study leader at Christ Memorial Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, which is on the air here on Sunday morning. So they might recognize Dr. Bartelt's name from that.
Yep. And I guess, should I just go into a couple other highlights?
Sure, some of the other things we'll learn or experience at the retreat.
Outside of the, I'll get to the sessions later, but this year there are 16 breakouts, four different sections and four different opportunities in each. And we all's at the banquet on Wednesday evening. And I should probably just put it out there right away. April 20th, it's coming up fast.
Wow.
And we will be, you know, promoting in church bulletin announcements and everything of how to get a place if there's something there's a spot left. But at the banquet on Wednesday, we usually have some kind of an entertainer to go along with the meal. And this year, Katie Scheuermann will be leading us in what she calls her Tin Pan Alley collection of hits. And I really don't know what that all is like, but it's a very fun presentation, I think.
I forget that she's a musician. I know she's an author, but I forget that she's a musician as well. Katie Scheuermann, yeah.
Yeah, she's written several books. And what's neat about the combination of having them there is that Concordia Publishing House always has a booth or a display, and they bring a lot of things that the people can buy. And all of Katie's books will be there. House of Living Stones, The Choir Immortal, Pew Sisters, and Hello, My Name is Single. So Katie's books will all be there for sale, as well as Kurt Senske's The Calling, Living a Life of Significance. And also, Kurt's book, the recent one, of course, he will have there and talk about that. But I, what I really like about this year as well is we've incorporated a servant event. And we've used the Action Team program from Thrivent Financial to coordinate this servant event where we will be using crafts to create greeting cards for servicemen, and then sending them out, you know, to the servicemen around the world. So it's something that's going to be available on that Tuesday evening before the retreat starts on Wednesday, and well as some time then on Wednesday evening for that retreat as well, or for the servant event as well.
Now, this event you mentioned is taking place April 20th and 21st. Tell
sure.
us a little bit about the location.
Sure. Pere Marquette is just a beautiful, beautiful location. In the spring, at that time, you'll see all the budding flowers and trees and things like that. It's a great time to just get out and walk around, assuming that it's not flooded. A couple of years ago, we had it in the spring, and there was a bad The river was flooded. So we're praying that that wouldn't happen this year. But I would encourage people to watch their bulletins in the next several weeks, because contact information will be in there. Margot Wolf is the lady to contact for reservation information. I'll be giving her phone number out several times, 618-622-0264. And also on the Southern Illinois District website, sidlcms.org, you can click on forms and registrations, and that's where the registration form will be there as well. So they have been mailed out a while ago to past participants and others that we want to invite. So if people need more information, they can go to the sidlcms.org website or call Margot Wolf at 618-622-0264.
Very good. So it's coming up at Pere Marquette State Park in Grafton, Illinois.
Right.
It's a little bit of a drive, but it's a beautiful drive. As you said, this time of year when the trees are budding, it's beautiful.
Right.
And it's a nice, quiet place to get away.
Oh, it sure is. And they've reduced our lodging rate for us, and they've held it at a very affordable rate. I'm thinking it's $89, if I'm right.
That's right.
Yep. And what I would like to say, a couple of dates coming up really quick. April 6th is the cutoff for the lower rate for lodging. So if people want to make sure that they can get that low rate of $89 for their room, they must reserve that room at Pere Marquette by April 6th. And they can just call the lodge right away, even if they haven't registered yet, and get their name and get their room reserved. That number is 618-786-2331.
So you can call
Pere Marquette Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And the registration form should be in by April 12th. But I think, you know, knowing how those things go, if someone calls up and says, hey, can I still get in, I'm sure we can accommodate. But because Easter was so quick this year and everything was just all jammed into February and March, we're trying to get the word out. I think there's probably about 80 to 90 people already signed up, but I think we can, you know, get to that 120 very easily. I know in the last couple of weeks we have a huge influx of people.
So coming up very soon, Pastor Schadl, what is your favorite part of Lutheran Older Adult Retreat? What do you enjoy most about the retreat?
Having to sit down and to chat with people and to see how they view life as an older adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for the last 20 years under the auspices of Lutheran Senior Services. And there are a great group of older adults out there. Many of them simply need an invitation to use their skills, their experiences. Mentoring, I think, is one of the greatest. And I talk to older adults about being grandparents. Make sure that you pass on your faith and talk about your faith and talk about the love of God and Jesus Christ with your children and your grandchildren. What a wonderful opportunity. Seems to me that God is letting us live longer in order for us to share and be witnesses to the faith that we have in Jesus Christ.
Al, one of Pastor Schadl's favorite things is to visit with the older adults, to talk and listen. Tell us about the schedule. Will there be time to visit at this retreat? And it looks like quite a bit packed into this event.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun things, a lot of learning, and devotions as well.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about the schedule.
Sure. It's a Wednesday-Thursday combination, basically. Wednesday, the registration opens up already at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we get going with the keynote speaker after the devotion at 9:45. The keynote comes on at 10:45. So once that starts, it's pretty packed in, and then we have some dinner free time, like around 4 o'clock or so, before the evening banquet. But on Wednesday, there was the keynote, a lunch, and then two workshops in the afternoon. And then that evening is pretty relaxing. And some people actually come in the night before and they can reserve two nights. You can also get the special rate for the Tuesday night as well. And what some people do is they come in and check in on Tuesday and relax that whole evening.
Mm-hmm.
They get a chance to use the swimming pool and all the facilities up there, and then get up and at a leisurely time and come over to register. At the end of the evening on Wednesday, there's usually a fellowship and a sing-along. And then, like this year, I said, there's a new thing. The servant event will wrap up that evening as well for those who care to do that. On Thursday, we get up bright and early at 7:15 for breakfast and have our opening devotion at 8 o'clock. And then there are two more sessions. And it wraps up with a buffet lunch and a plenary Bible study and closing devotion follow that. And everything's done right around 2 o'clock on Thursday. So it's just a great time. And there is plenty of time between the sessions that you don't have to feel like, you know, you have to rush. There is time to talk to one another, a full half hour between sessions. And I'd like to just highlight a few of the other presenters. I mean, beside Dr. Sensky and Bartelt, some local people that people might know. John Eckrich will be there giving a session on calling it the Backpack of Wellness for Your Pilgrim Journey. Reverend John Schmidtke has a really kind of a neat one relating to Lincoln's head still covered. Do you know what that might mean?
No clue.
You know the way you check a tire tread? They always used to say you stick the Lincoln or a penny in the tire, and if you see his entire head, you need new tires. But the key there for an older adult is you got plenty of tread left, baby. Get out there and roll those tires in service to the Lord. And I think John Schmidtke's presentation will be pretty enjoyable. So just a lot of good presenters. And we always do evaluations, and the return presenters are always welcome. And another neat one, First Ladies of the United States, Homemakers to Heroes. So you'll learn about, you know, what was that like, you know, for the First Ladies of the White House. We could go on and on, but I encourage people to really go to the LCMS website or the Southern Illinois District website and take a look at this registration brochure. You can either download it and print it off, or just print the registration form itself, or call Margot Wolf at 618-622-0264. And then you can get the information from her as well.
So, Pastor Shadle, what sessions are you going to attend? Are you checking out? You're presenting, aren't you?
I'm going to attend.
And he is presenting.
My wife and I will present how to pass on your faith to your children and grandchildren. And then, I will kind of float around and see which one grabs my attention at the moment. I can do that because I'm on the committee.
Oh, a lot of unique topics, a lot of great topics, and a great place to do that, especially if you enjoy getting outdoors. The neat thing about Pere Marquette is that if you like being outdoors, there are opportunities to do things outdoors. If you like staying inside, there are ways to stay inside as well. It's a nice lodge and a nice quiet place to get away and relax.
Good observation.
Yeah, yep. I've been there for a couple of retreats. It's great. I haven't been to the older adult retreat yet.
Well, you're not old enough yet.
Oh. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking with you today about the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat 16. Looking forward to it being a great event this year. And again, let's give that phone number one more time for Margot.
Margot, mm-hmm. Yes, 618-622-0264, or go to the SID LCMS.org website.
My guest today, Al Koepke, Executive Director of Lutheran Senior Services Foundation. Al, thanks for being my guest today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And the Reverend Walt Shadle, Director of Church Relations for Lutheran Senior Services. Pastor Shadle, thanks for being my guest today.
It's been my pleasure.
God's blessings on the upcoming retreat. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll learn more about the Christ in Media Institute conference going on at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
The most dangerous place for a black baby to be in New York City isn't in a crack house or a violence-torn part of the city. The most dangerous place for a black baby in New York City is in the womb. The Big Apple aborts more black babies than those born alive. About half of all Latino babies conceived in New York are aborted. This matches our research of Planned Parenthood targeting minority neighborhoods for abortion. Nearly 80% of their surgical abortion mills are within walking distance of blacks and Latinos. This is consistent with the philosophy of Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, who called minorities human weeds. If you'd like to see the dramatic visual research, visit lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, Connie's concerned for wit.
I'm in perfect health.
Well, perfectly healthy people don't faint.
Which leads her to do some late-night reading.
I'm researching wit symptoms online.
And ask wit some strange questions.
Do you ever have the desire to, I don't know, eat dirt?
What?
Find out what's really going on next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. I recall about a year ago talking about the Christ in Media Institute at Bethany Lutheran College. How can media be used for telling the good news of Jesus? Well, that's certainly something we do every day here at Worldwide KFUO, tell the good news of Jesus, proclaim that good news of Jesus using media through radio and internet and podcasts. But it's valuable for us and for each generation to look at how we can use media to tell that good news. Joining us now, Thomas Custer. He's the director of Christ in Media Institute at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Tom, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy. Really pleasure to be talking with you and your listeners worldwide.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed our conversation last year. Tell me how the conference went last year for Christ in Media Institute.
Well, the previous conference, which we did, actually it was a couple of years ago, focused on the learning and helping other people learn how to use mobile devices, cell phones and such mm-hmm. things to reach out with the gospel. And we learned a lot then, and we've been applying that since then. And so that's kind of led up to this current conference effort. We're calling it the Gospel Outreach with Media Conference, and it's a conference that's entirely online. You don't have to go to Mankato or any place. You don't have to really be any place at any time, because You just go online to experience this conference. We say, you know, you can do this from home or any place there's an internet connection. Our byline is you can attend this conference in your pajamas. But you go to the website at gowm.org. That's the acronym for Gospel Outreach with Media. And witness the conference, each of the presentations. We have about a couple dozen presentations featuring maybe 33 different presenters. Some of them are in panels. And witness a presentation, and then each of them has a discussion forum connected with it. So you can ask questions of the presenters. They'll reply over the next 3 weeks that the conference is open for that kind of discussion. And we're hoping for a lot of attendees and discussion on each of these topics that we're featuring in the conference.
Glad to hear that the using the innovation of doing the conference online. Now, if I recall last time, the last conference, you talked about using mobile devices. You had teams of, I believe it was high school students working on this and coming up with plans on how to use mobile devices for witness and outreach, correct?
That's correct. And the young people are amazing. You know, they come in knowing a whole lot more about how these things work than we do. And they write the code and they build the apps and they do all kinds of wonderful things. We're trying to more and more enlist the young people in this kind of work, and they're eager to do it.
Tell me about the topics this time around, the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference that you said is online, gowm.org, over 3 weeks. Tell us, what are some of the topics that are being addressed in the online conference this time?
Yeah, in the conference, we're trying to interweave these three themes that show up in this title. First of all, it's the gospel, and you and I both know what that is. It's the faith creating and life-changing message that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself and not imputing their trespasses to them. It's the Easter message that Jesus lives and lives in us, and that we can, because of his life, death, and resurrection, look forward to God's help in this life and living with him forever. That's the gospel message, and it's embodied in our conference, particularly in the opening session under a heading, The Message. We have a remarkable statement by Professor Mark Harstedt, who wrote this a little over a year ago as he began his treatment for the cancer that was going to take his life a couple of months later. And he was a professor of religion at Bethany Lutheran College for many years. He wrote down this summary of what he'd been teaching all those years and what was comforting him in his last days. And so that's our opening message, and it embodies the gospel in a very touching and remarkable way. And then the next theme is outreach. I think we in our circles are pretty good at inreach with technology. Our congregations have the web pages that keep their members informed. Our schools, I think, are mostly cutting edge using educational technology and so on. But our emphasis is on outreach, using the technology and the media to get out into the world to the people who haven't heard of Jesus or those who have heard of him but don't know him very well. Both in our country, here in the U.S., and around the world. So we're stressing outreach. And then the third theme, of course, is media, the technology. And we're featuring a range of presenters, different kinds of technology in the conference, all the way from, I think, our lowest tech presentation is about somebody who's using bulletin boards, the good old-fashioned things that go up on a wall. And then we range all the way through video production and, of course, the Internet, and I think beyond the Internet, because, as you mentioned, we've been working with mobile devices, and there are places in the world where it's risky to go online to download Christian material. That can be traced, and it can put people's lives in danger. But we've got some sessions on how Christian materials, gospel materials, Bibles, audio Bibles, catechisms, and so on can be transferred privately just from one phone to the other without going online, without even making a phone call. And so we're excited about the range of technology that's being discussed in this conference.
Who is the audience for this online conference?
We hope it's worldwide. Primarily, of course, it's the people that we've been able to publicize the conference to, and that's limited to the people we know. You're helping us with that, and we appreciate that. I hope any of your listeners who are interested in the topics would come and visit us. And we're hoping for a two-way street. Our presenters are people who are experienced and skilled at what they're doing, but we know, too, that there are people outside our usual circles who are doing different things. They're doing it differently. They're doing it better than we are, perhaps. And we're hoping that they can come and join in the discussion, and we can all learn from them, too.
What does media do? How does media serve the gospel? Does it shape the message at all in the delivery of the message?
Well, that's a really good question, and we may take that up in next year's conference if the Holy Spirit blesses this one with success. That's a really good question, and we have talked about that. I don't know that any of the presenters in this conference is addressing that particular question, but it is an interesting one, whether the media affect the message. But we do. It's our belief that technology and particularly mass media, the various ways of reaching out to how many billion people are there in the world now, this is God's gift to us in these last days to accomplish the promise in the scriptures that everybody's going to hear about Jesus before the end comes. And so we're simply trying to learn how to use the technology and get the Bibles, particularly the Bibles, the Bible history stories, and the catechism teachings into the hearing and seeing of people around the world.
Very good. And we'll talk with one of the presenters here in just a little bit about one of the presentations involving children, how children can use media in mission work. So we'll talk with one of the presenters on that in just a little bit. Again, Tom, how can we participate in the online conference, the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference?
It's very simple. You just simply go to the website, gowm.org. It's free. There's no cost. People can read and witness the presentation. Some of them include videos. Some of them are PowerPoints, but mostly they're text. And they can experience these presentations. And if they wish, they can offer a comment, raise a question, raise some suggestions, supply their own experience in the comment section at the end of each of the presentations. Again, there's no charge. We do ask that people identify themselves, just name who they are as they if they choose to post. But they don't have to do that if they're simply reading and learning from the presentations. This is going to be open for this kind of discussion for 3 weeks until April 17th. Then we'll close the conference to the active discussion, and we'll archive it, and it will be available at the same website for people simply to read and learn from the presentations and the discussions on into the future.
Our guest today, Tom Custer, Director of Christ and Media Institute at Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato, Minnesota, about the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference, gowm.org. Tom, thanks for being our guest again today on Faith and Family.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll speak with one of the presenters for the online conference. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Are you willing to share your talents while learning new skills and enjoying fellowship? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is looking for volunteers who can help us share the love of Christ by offering their time and talents at the International Center. For more information, contact Maureen at Volunteer Connection 314-996-1629. 314-996-1629.
The majority of our support comes from individual listeners just like you. We appreciate you so much. However, a portion of our support is from underwriting partners. What is underwriting? Well, underwriting is when an organization, a church, or a business makes a financial gift to KFUO in support of our broadcast ministry. As part of our underwriting partnership, KFUO gives the underwriters on-air announcements to spread the word and inform you, the listener, about their business or mission. Do you believe that KFUO and the worldwide proclamation of the gospel is worthy of your support? Do you have a business, organization, or ministry that could benefit from being a KFUO underwriter? If so, contact me, Gary Duncan, at 314-996-1511 or email gifts@kfuo.org and let us know you would love to be a KFUO underwriter. We'll help you get your message out as you help us reach the world with the good news message of Christ. We are listener-supported, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are discussing the Gospel Outreach with Media Online Conference. Joining us now, one of the presenters, Amanda Belo. She's a teacher at Mount Olive Lutheran School in Mankato, Minnesota. Amanda, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And thanks to your students for allowing us some time away from class so that you could join us today on the program. I appreciate it. I bet they're working diligently on something right now and ever so quietly, right?
They are.
Amanda, tell us a little bit about your work as a teacher at Mount Olive Lutheran School, and how do you engage students in mission work and proclaiming the good news of Jesus, telling the good news of Jesus in their lives?
Sure. Well, we are very blessed in Mount Olive to have families that have a strong Christian background. So they are hearing the gospel message from me at school. They're hearing it from their parents. Many of our students come to our church and go to Sunday school, so they're just surrounded by it all the time. So what's really amazing is we can take that message that they get in school and everywhere else, you know, in their lives, and pass it on to others who haven't heard it before. So a couple of times we've asked our kids, you know, how can you be a missionary? You're just a kid, but how can you go and spread God's message? How can you fulfill what he's been asking us to do with his word and make sure as many people know about it as you can? So they all, you know, shout out different ideas, and a couple of them that we've gone and carried through on. We've gone singing at a nursing home before. So we sing hymns and do a little intro, you know, in between the songs and let them know what the songs really mean to the kids and spreading the gospel that way. Inviting friends to come to a church service who maybe haven't been there before. Just talking about the gospel with neighborhood friends. We use it daily, you know, talking through conflict. What would God want us to do? You know, how we treat others.
How do children, from your experience as a teacher, how might children approach mission work or being a witness differently than adults might?
Sure. I think the way an adult shares God's word, they might be a little bit more tentative. They don't want to say the wrong thing. A kid's just kind of blurt it out, and they're so full of, you know, joy for the gospel that it just comes out in this most genuine way, and they're not worried about what the other person will think about them, and they're just able to bring that message across loud and clear.
Now, your presentation in the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference is school children doing mission work with media.
Mm-hmm.
How might children approach media differently than you or I might as adults? How do children view media? How do they use it? How might they approach it differently than adults?
Sure. Well, I think these days kids have electronics at the tip of their fingers. You know, every one of my students has an iPad and a computer and all these things at their houses, and they get to use them at school as well. That's just their way of communication. It's comfortable. You know, a lot of them have cell phones and know how to text and all these things. So that's just this day and age, using things through electronics is just very comfortable for
them.
Sure.
My 2-year-old thinks everything that has a screen is a touch screen. He tries he tries touching the TV and trying to swipe things on the TV because he thinks that it's like a phone or an iPad or something like that. He thinks everything is a touch screen if it has a screen.
Yeah.
He's just a digital native, I think, is the term that we use for that. He's just in now being wired for this, you know, technology, you know, adapting or adopting technology is just a part of a way of life.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my kids, we have computers and smart boards and active boards and stuff in our classrooms. And so if we have a problem, sometimes the kid will be like, well, just press this and swipe this over. And we're like, okay, thanks. So a lot of times the kids will be helping us old folks out, you know, how to do it too.
So they grow up with this intuitiveness toward electronics and digital media, digital things. So that they grow up with this intuitiveness almost about it. Now, how do you harness that and use that for mission work?
Sure. Well, one of our ideas that we're going to do for this project is we're going to have the kids sing a couple songs that they know very well, and also have them draw pictures that go along with the song, and also learn some actions to go along with the song. And then that'll be kind of our raw product. And then we are going to partner up with the technology department at Bethany Lutheran College, and they will come and video those 3 different things that we will be doing and put them into a cool little video project. So then they have some technology where they can put this video onto a little chip, and it can just basically be taken anywhere. So we're really hoping that our one little project could go global, you know, go wherever the missionaries are going.
Wow. So this media project of the kids singing their favorite hymns and songs, and then the pictures that go with it, and the actions to the songs all woven into an edited video that's then stored on just a little, like a little micro card, a little chip, then that can be sent with missionaries around the world to tell that gospel of Jesus.
Yes. Yep. That's our hope.
How neat. And
we're really excited. The kids just think it's so cool that, you know, what they are working on and putting together could be seen in China or, you know, Indonesia or something. They're just ecstatic. So
what have they been working on so far? Are they working on the pictures?
Yes. Yep. So we have a couple of different songs that we're kind of putting a conglomeration together. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they're matching up some of the scenes from the songs and drawing the pictures, and learning some of the actions. So they're pretty excited.
I wonder, have they thought much about the fact that there might be other children their age seeing these gospel videos?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I brought up to my kids is bringing it to that level of kid to kid, because they think, you know, all their friends know about Jesus. And so it's sometimes strange for them to step out of that box and think there's kids, you know, across the world who have never even heard that their Savior died for them and they have a place in heaven. You know, their sins are forgiven them. So to be able to, you know, share that message with them, and if they can't, you know, hop in a plane and jump over to Africa or something, that they're still able to do, have something that they made, and have other kids be able to see that and hear that message possibly for the first time, is just really cool for them. It's a great connection to something that they can do.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All recorded digitally and then edited and put onto just a simple little card that can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
In mass amounts. As I'm thinking about that and watching the video, I think of the, you know, the books on that are read on YouTube and other educational websites that we'll mm-hmm. sit down and watch with my son. Some of his favorite books that he loves reading at home have videos on YouTube of the same book of someone else reading it, maybe another kid reading it, and or it has the added element of music. Some of the books that have a song in the story have that added element of music, and I think of how much he requests those. How encouraging to think that a child in another country may hear one of these videos, and that becomes the favorite in the household for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited because Christian Media has the technology to also put subtitles on our video in their different mm-hmm. languages, so they could be learning the song in English, which a lot of countries, you know, would really like to learn more English, and then, you know, they could also hear it in their own language as well. So it would just be really, really neat connection there.
That's a great idea. I'm glad you glad you're working on that with your students there at Mount Olive Lutheran School. Is this your first involvement with the Christ in Media Institute and the Gospel Outreach with Media Conference?
This is my first year. I've heard about the program mm-hmm. When I worked at St. Marcus Lutheran School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They had the Christ in Media, a couple conferences in Milwaukee area, so I kind of heard them, and I know actually my uncle is on the board, and I've known Dr. Custer for many years too, so I was very familiar with who they were and a little bit about what they did. So this is my first involvement actually doing a project and being able to see the ins and outs of how it all works.
Well, great idea. I'm glad you're bringing children into the idea of using digital media to reach out with the gospel. It's a great idea. Amanda, thanks for being our guest today. Amanda Belo, she's a teacher at Mount Olive Lutheran School in Mankato, Minnesota, and a presenter in the Christ in Media Conference. Go the Gospel Outreach with Media Conference. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
We'll let you get back to teaching those eager students now.
Thanks.
Thanks. God's blessings. Well, what a great conference, a great idea. You can find it on the website, gowm.org, Gospel Outreach with Media. That's the conference hosted by Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. That's the Christ in Media Institute that's coordinating that with Tom and Judy Custer. Well, what a great conference. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with Pastor Whedon. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.